and Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Genealogical Society President Barry Mitchie and also Vice President Charlene Brownson, and have some events coming up. But I guess it'd be a good time, Barry, if you don't mind leading off, reminding us about the Riley County Genealogical Society, what you're all about. I know you've had a lot of interest, and it seems like more and more interest as time goes on.
Well, actually, we're a little bit on a roll right now. about last August, September, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle about the sale of the property that hit the Manhattan Merc.
But well, and also our airwaves.
Airwaves, too, right. But the outcome of it was that we got an extension on our lease to December 31st, 2060, which is a 40-year extension on our lease, so we're going to be there for quite a while. But a whole number of other things, as well as Charlene has really put together a whole number of really great programs that are coming up, and also our fair, which is going to be in August. But we've also joined the Freedom's Frontier organization, which is sort of celebrates the emergence of, well, particularly civil rights, abolitionist types of things across Missouri and Kansas. We've just joined that organization. And where we're located, the Platt House, is a really neat fit, because Jeremiah Platt was an early abolitionist. He helped establish the Waubonsie Bible and Rifle Church, and also he built the house in 1871, and it also fits in very neatly with the founding of K-State and the Congregational Church activities and a whole bunch of other things. But we're also getting the Platt House onto the local historic registry. We're already on the state and the national, but we're working on this for the local one. But anyway, I'll...
Well, there's all sorts. And you know, the interesting thing, too, Charlene, I think people are becoming more interested in where they came from.
Yes,
let's face
they
it. I you hear about the DNA testing being done now. That's a real fad. But I think people are really just fascinated by our backgrounds and where we come from. And let's, I guess, get to your events and kind of share with people so they can get it on their calendars.
Sure.
And
yes.
Go ahead, Charlene.
Well, we have our programs usually on a Sunday afternoon at the Manhattan Public Library. And our next program coming up is going to be Sunday, March 19th. We start at 2 p.m. and it's getting started with your German family history. So those that have that, that they know, they have some link to German history, we'll be talking about that. Kelsey Walker is the person presenting the program, and she's actually has a bachelor's degree in family history and genealogy. So I thought that was very unusual. You could actually get a degree in that. So she's very experienced, and she's going to be the speaker for that program. And then in April 30th, at 2 again p.m. at Manhattan Public Library again, is the building of Tuttle Creek Dam. So I think the people, especially been around for that time, is going to be very interested. Kevin Larson is a native of Raleigh County, and he was a teacher at Raleigh County for many years, and he'll be presenting that program. And then in May, Local History, African American Experience. I'm really excited about that program. Waudeen Rivers from Manhattan Public Library is going to be talking about that. Her mother-in-law, Jardine Baker Walton, had done a lot of research and made panels, and so she's going to be talking about that. And then in June 25th at 2 o'clock at Manhattan Public Library again, we're going to have the history of Fort Riley, the home of the 1st Infantry Division, Big Red 1. And we've got Robert Smith, who is the director of Fort Riley Museum, lined up to talk about that. So those are just some of the programs that are coming up we're really excited about. They're free.
And open to the public.
Open
you
to
don't
the public.
Have to be a member
yes.
of the Genealogical
yes.
Society
yes.
to attend these.
Yeah,
so
I just
want
to put a little addendum on that. You know, the Genealogical Society is not just interested in who your ancestors were and all the names and dates and places and that sort of a stuff, but really getting into the how this all fits into history as well. And sort of that social historical context is really, really interesting. In fact, that's why I do family history, you know, of getting that context in. And our programs that we're talking about, right, that Charlene just mentioned, you know, really sort of emphasize that as well. So you run across some absolutely amazing stories at times that you never even knew about.
I imagine that's true. Yeah. No doubt. Well, it also sounds like you have a special event coming up, and I know it seems a ways off, but the way time is flying by, it'll be here before we know it. But you have a special fair coming up also, Charlene.
Yes. This is the first time we're going to be doing a genealogy and history fair. It's going to be a multi-county community event. Raleigh County Genealogical Society and Raleigh County Historical Museum is going to be partnering with us, and we've reserved Part of Hall at Seco Park. It's going to be on Saturday, August 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we've divided it up into, we'll have some classroom presentations, so learning about history and genealogy. We'll have information tables about local genealogy societies from around, history organizations. We're in the process of getting all those things set up. And then we're also going to have exhibits, so different categories that people any age could enter into. The categories are family stories, quilts and memorabilia, record preservation, including Kansas history, family food history. I think that's really popular nowadays with the food and the stories and that go behind some of the foods that we eat, the family albums and photos, and then awards of contributions to genealogy and history projects. So those are the different categories. So we have to start planning early for that if you want to be show something you've a project you've worked in for exhibit for a fair.
Barry, you have a very busy group. You have quite a few folks that are a part of the society.
What is our membership?
Our membership goes outside of Kansas,
yeah,
so
does, yeah.
it's larger if you include them.
Is it just Riley County? I mean,
oh,
the
no.
name. Uh-huh, so
no, it's statewide and it's also nationwide. In fact, mm-hmm. I think we have a couple of members who are international as well, who have some sort of interest in Riley County.
How interesting. Yeah. Well, and as you were saying too, Barry, there's just so many different things that you get into, and what a renewed interest. I know it seems of late people are just more and more excited about their history, and we all come from such different places too, Barry. But anything else you're wanting to add about the group and kind of what it's all about?
Well, okay, I've been the president. I'm going into my third year now, and I'm continually amazed at the expertise and competence of people on the board that come from all different backgrounds. People have technical skills, computer skills, IT, as well as the research capabilities of working on these sort of things. And it's just an amazing group to work with. I might also mention that we're all volunteers, and we get along marvelously, which is having been members of, having worked in certain work places in the past, you know, people don't always get along,
and
you know, but we get
point.
Along marvelously.
Well, that's good to hear. And Charlene, how do you come up with all these ideas? I mean, these are excellent topics. As you mentioned, you've got several events with your German family history, your Tuttle Creek Dam, which is also very timely with all the construction going on there
in the next
few months.
Right.
And then African-American history of Fort Riley, all very timely, good topics. How do you come up with all these ideas?
Well, one thing leads to another, but also we take suggestions. So someone, you know, is interested in a certain topic, say, hey, can we go find someone that could talk about this topic? Mm-hmm. So we're open to suggestions. And, you know, we have such a long history here that's very interesting, and you can always find something, to talk about. Also, I wanted to point out that a lot of people think that you have to be a Kansan to get any information from the genealogical library, and Barry probably can talk more about that, there's a lot, plus being a member of the benefits. Barry,
well,
can
yeah,
kind
why
of
don't
talk
you go ahead and share?
That.
I'm sure a lot of people would be interested.
Well, the benefits of membership is that you get our publication. It was a quarterly, we're going to a biannual format called Candace Kin, where we publish stories and things that people have submitted. And actually, we've been working with a professor at K-State who works on local history, particularly ghost towns. And students write up their own research on these things, and we're starting to publish those in our Candace Kin thing, which has some absolutely marvelous ramifications. People read it and say, oh, my God, that's where my father grew up, or that's mm-hmm. where my grandmother grew up, you know, and then people start talking to each other and getting back into contact with each other again. But a whole range of different topics that can pop up in the Candace Kin. The other thing is that you also members also have access to our not only our database but also our digital collections, and we've been digitizing all sorts of records, local records of probate, naturalization things that, and we have a an agreement with the Riley County to have access to a whole bunch of records that we're that we've been digitizing, and they go up on our web, and you can access them through our website.
Also very timely.
Yeah, but we but you have to be a member in order to get that free access, and it's only $30 a year. Mm-hmm. So
something to think about.
Oh yeah.
Well, before we wrap up today, anything else, Charlene or Barry, either one, that we want to kind of share with folks?
And one thing I'd like to ahead, mention Barry. Is that we really want to get younger people involved in this. And we've been working with the 4-H. We've been talking about working with the local Boy Scout organizations, and also starting to work on working with the Girl Scouts. They have a patch for family history, and I'd like to see what sorts of programs we can work up with that, really to get younger people involved in this.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Charlene?
And you can get on our website to see when the hours are for the Raleigh County Genealogical Library, when it's open. But people can come in, and it's free for anyone to come in. And we help the volunteers help with research that you want to do. And not just Kansas, but we subscribe to Ancestry.com and newspapers and quite a few different organizations that, you know, that you have to pay a subscription for, and you don't have to if you come into the library. So and the volunteers really love to help people with their research. So we'll really hope that you stop by or get online and log in and get some information about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by today, and keep us
Thank
posted.
You.
And lots
yeah.
going
yes.
on.
Thank you. It's been fun.
From the Riley County Genealogical Society, President Barry Mitchie, also Vice President Charlene Brownson, and we'll take a break. We come back, Natalie Anderson, and she is Communications Coordinator for the Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom. Look forward to speaking with her. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.